Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our third family conference call for the Jewish Home. We have about 80-something families on the call. Again, it's Michelle Serrano, the administrator, and I have Dr. Adelot, our medical director, as well. Just want to continue to share that we share all your support and prayers with our staff and really appreciate that. And as a reminder, these calls will be posted on the website, the JSL website, so you can listen. Or there are people that have actually asked the question if we could post them, but the last two conferences are on the website, and this one will also be posted. Just would like to let everyone know how the majority of our staff continue to come into work each and every day. Their dedication is heartwarming. Our staff continue to be in good spirits as they face their own challenges, as you can understand, with their own home lives. I'm in helping them work through those. I am going to turn it over to Dr. Marie Adelot now, and she's going to give you an update around the community and the Jewish Home.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Marie Adelot giving a medical type of update here to go along with Michelle's. So as everyone knows, the number of COVID-19 cases in Monroe County are gradually increasing. We're seeing less of a surge than a gradual increase, and the number is still going up. We're not starting to decline yet. What it shows is that the social distancing that people have put into place appears to be effective, and these need to be continued. It means that the curve has been flattened, but the curve is also longer than it used to be. So we are very unsure of the duration of this pandemic. It may be much longer than was previously predicted. Here at Jewish Home and Jewish Senior Life, the Summit and Wolf, we continue to screen for fever and respiratory symptoms for every person entering the home. And if they have a fever or any symptoms, they're not allowed to come on campus. As you're aware from the media, many local nursing homes and assisted livings now have COVID-19 cases, and some have been quite serious, resulting in death. At this time, we again have no COVID cases among our residents or our staff. We're doing aggressive testing. We've done over 30 tests on our residents, all negative, except for our one case that was positive and then went negative, and he's doing well. We have good access to testing supplies. We have a very good relationship with the lab, and we get a turnaround of 1 to 2 days for our tests, usually one day. Why do we have no cases here at the Jewish Home? Well, that's a million-dollar question, really. But my theory about it is that we're doing a lot of nurturing and support of our staff, including giving them meals and the food pantry, trying to really support them in every possible way. We also have a lot of environmental cleaning going on. We have very adequate personal protective equipment, and we've done a lot of education about how to use it. Look at admissions very carefully to make sure they're stable. And I believe there's an element of luck in all of this, because I do think we will be having cases as the prevalence of COVID-19 rises in the community. How would this happen? It happens because COVID-19 is a very tricky virus, and staff and coming in as new admissions can have no symptoms and yet have an early stage of the virus. And now it's even believed that some people can be completely asymptomatic and still have the virus. We have very few people coming and going from the Jewish Home, but we do have some going out for essential medical appointments. That's another time it could be picked up. So as you know, it's a very difficult scenario when a frail elderly person who has multiple other medical illnesses, possibly dementia, heart disease, diabetes, a very difficult scenario when this type of person gets COVID-19. And keeping in mind that here at the nursing home, we're a high-touch environment, social distancing doesn't, you know, it's very difficult to keep that in place because the residents are here because they need hands-on care for their feeding, for their bathing, for their personal care needs. So transmission can occur, and once the COVID illness starts, there is no effective treatment, as you're probably aware. There are several medication options that are being discussed, but currently the CDC does not recommend these outside of a clinical research trial, so they are certainly not proven. So for people that have COVID-19 illness, the treatment is supportive care, and that includes potentially oxygen, helping with their daily care needs, and seeing if they can get over the illness, which is a flu-like illness. At the Jewish home, we will cohort any residents that get COVID-19 illness, and cohorting means we have a special floor where only COVID-19 positive patients would be. And currently it's empty, but it's waiting. Why is COVID illness so dangerous? I think I already said that. It often moves into a viral pneumonia, which can cause respiratory failure and is very difficult to recover from. If your loved one has a case of COVID-19, if the test is positive, or if clinically we're very suspicious, we will always be calling you immediately and discussing the management of your loved one. Hospital care is always an option. But often families of frail elderly residents may want to keep their loved one here at the Jewish home with the supportive care. And it's important to keep in mind that care in the hospital, in intensive care, on a ventilator is very difficult for frail elderly people with multiple medical problems. And the likelihood is that that person would not even survive that hospitalization. Very difficult situation. So it, just to say, we will be communicating with you every step of the way if your loved one becomes ill, and we will of course be offering supportive care at the Jewish home, which includes oxygen, medications to treat shortness of breath and anxiety, helping your loved one communicate with you either by phone or FaceTime or other media. And we will be talking to you about every phase of the illness. And to keep in mind on a slightly brighter note that some older adults do recover from the illness. We've had one who was 92 who recovered, and I did see news reports of someone who was 104 and recovered. So, you know, never say never. All right, just a couple more things. I think everyone is seeing that the press is offering some very negative coverage COVID-19 cases in nursing homes. And I think it's difficult for the public to understand what a very frail population it is, and that they're really, even if a nursing home is doing everything correctly, once the virus comes in, there's very little to be done other than supportive care. And I think we talked about how the virus can get in. It's very contagious and has this mortality rate, which is high in frail older adults. And younger, healthier people, around 80% have mild to moderate illness. So that's a bit better, and only about 5% have the very severe illness. So what we're doing now is working very hard to not let the virus in by all the measures that we've already talked about. To diagnose the illness early if we do suspect it, and we have plenty of test kits, and we are testing aggressively. We've tested over 30 residents, and like I said, no positives right now. We're planning to isolate any affected residents and offer the best possible supportive care with frequent communication to all of you. And we are also continuing to give our residents the care and support, everything we can, since we know they miss their families. Although we're trying to keep communication between residents and their families going as much as we possibly can. We all miss your presence here as family members, your key members of the team, along with our clinical staff in caring for your loved one. We hope that you're keeping safe and healthy.
Thank you, Marie. All right, looks like we picked up a few more callers. Looks like we're about at 114. So just as a reminder for those who just called in, these sessions will be posted on the website, the JSL website, so you can listen in if you missed the beginning of it. And just to add to what Marie said, our obvious priority is the residents, the people that we care for here, and our employees. And we're doing a lot of things to support our employees that have committed to continue to come to work every day. Marie mentioned the food pantry weekly. We also have free employee meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, employee massages. We have a picnic food basket bag we just had last week, and then this coming week we're going to have like a 6-pound chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, and more to come this week. Really, if we can eliminate one trip to Wegmans or out and to support our staff and just appreciate our staff for coming to take care of our residents, that's what we're doing around employees. And then some communication strategies and updates. Just to remind you, and this could be new to some of you, we continue to post things on the website for staff and public. We also do staff videos with myself, Marie, and Mike, our CEO, and those are informational for staff, so they're aware and they know what's going on, and it's pretty much what we tell you, the same about the virus, the Jewish home, and different things that we're doing. We have personal protective equipment videos for staff to show how to put on a face mask properly, and for the whole PPE outfit, the gown, the face mask, the gloves, face shields, and things like that. A reminder for the COVIDquestions.jewishseniorlife, which most of you have been emailing prior to the family conference calls. And we will keep these every 2 weeks. We would appreciate your feedback too, if they're helpful or how this session is, if you could email me, or something that we missed that we didn't talk about or that you'd like to hear about, you can continue to email. We also have the residents at jewishseniorlife.org that you can email pictures or notes to your loved ones, and then social worker, our rec therapy department, will bring those to your loved one. We also just started doing COVID drills with the staff, so we're ready if and when the COVID hits a unit or a household or a home. Could be in a cottage, could be in a tower, so we just want to prepare staff on what the plan is of what we would do. And that really is about equipment, about moving somebody, and then putting people on precautions, communication to families, to residents. So like I said, we are rolling that out this week. I think that'll help the staff understand and feel secure that we do have a plan and they understand what that is. We also have another program, it's called Help on Demand program, that we did, I think maybe 2 weeks ago. We actually trained 60 non-clinical staff to provide additional help if something happens to our staff, if they become challenging, if they become sick, then we can have these folks help us feed residents, cleaning, taking temperatures, stocking supplies, doing laundry, making beds, and providing engagement. And then also, just as a reminder, you can ask your social worker or rec therapist to FaceTime mom or dad, video chats, and we also have window visits. We've done 76 so far. So you can sign up for that. We pretty much everybody's been doing them like once a week. They're scheduled once a week for 15 minutes. And then I do have some specific questions that I'll run through. There's not a lot. There was only a handful. One of them was, would I still be able to schedule a video chat with my mom? Would the person who helps her with the video chat be wearing a mask? And the answer is yes. Contact social worker or rec therapist to schedule that video chat, and the staff will be wearing a mask. Can families drop off deliveries directly to the cottage as opposed to checking in with the tower first? Yes, I would make sure that you call ahead and let the home know of the cottage that you dropped something off. And then again, I think I said this the last conference, please make sure that it's in a plastic bag. That's the best. If it's a box, at least something that they can wipe off and then open it up and take the item out of the plastic bag or the box. Let's see. The question is about scheduling of dental and podiatry appointments, and as of right now, those are only going to be for emergencies only. And we will reevaluate that at the end of May to see if, how things are going, and then we will let you know. But for right now, we are not scheduling any routine dental or podiatry appointments. Will seating be available for window visits? Yes. There's benches and chairs in front of the cottages and the two vestibules at the Jewish home and at the tower. Let's see what else. Is there anything special families can do to show appreciation to the staff? I think we talked about this in the last conference. Some families have been sending just really good thoughts and prayers. Some have done pizza subs that the staff have really, really appreciated. But definitely your kind words and support that I can share with them is greatly appreciated. And then the last question here, how will you inform families when there's a case of coronavirus on the Jewish home campus? How can we confirm that you have our most up-to-date contact information? So if there was a coronavirus a resident had, I would be communicating that with all the families of the Jewish home. And if you could check with your social worker of what contact information they have, then they can update that for me. And that would be very helpful. And I think that's all the questions that I had. I appreciate all of you, and I hope you stay well and safe.